This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Flacco off his back foot, tosses one deep again for Perriman, and it's broken up. Byron Jones got a hand on that one, and the Jets begin with a three and out. They hand it off to Gaskin with Fitzpatrick leading the way. First down run by Gaskin. Hand it off to Gaskin. He's got a hole up the middle inside the 10. Fitzpatrick to a wide open Adam Shaheen, and he will walk it in for a Miami touchdown. Dolphins strike first. And Fitzpatrick's pass is complete to Devontae Parker. Patrick sets up the screen to Gaskin. Blockers in front. There goes Gaskin inside the 10. Patrick to the air on the slant. Caught, touchdown. Too easy. Preston Williams, his third touchdown of the season. Flacco in trouble, and down he goes. Christian Wilkins with the sack. Here comes the pressure again, and that pass is picked off. Or did Howard hang on? He did. All he does is pick off passes. Xavier Howard with his NFL leading fourth interception of the season. Flacco tosses one up. Dangerous pass, incomplete. And Howard had the coverage. That is the fourth three and out for the Jets. It's Patrick over the middle, wide open is Shaheen, streaking towards the end zone, and he's caught from behind. Brian Poole saved the touchdown. It's Patrick looking right, throws right, wide open, touchdown. Durham Smythe, and that's his first NFL touchdown. Fitz, he's going to run it. And Fitzpatrick hit hard as he slides down. There's a flag. And if you're the Jets, that's inexcusable to do that. Jets 0 for 8 on third downs in the first half. 5 pass breakups for that Miami defense. Jets are 0 for 8 on third downs. Fitzpatrick throwing on first down. Open over the middle is Preston Williams, and the big man fighting for some extra yards. Fitzpatrick looking deep and completes it to Parker, who's upended by Poole.
He's back on track to being a number one elite receiver.
Patrick chased, hands it off, somehow completes it to Shaheen. Was that a left-handed pass by Fitz?
Yeah, eat your heart out, Patrick Mahomes.
Here comes Eric Rowe chasing Flacco. Flacco now looking at Ogba, and he drags him down. A monster loss. Second sack today for Ogba. Flacco has time into the end zone. Broken up. Incomplete. And Miami takes over with 2:27 left. The Tua jerseys are out. Tua is looking to throw. Chased in his own end zone. And his first NFL pass is complete to Patrick Laird. On third down, he completes it to Jakeem Grant. And with that spot, that's going to be good for a Miami first down.
This is the Big O Show.
Yes, it is. It's a happy version of the show. I mean, it's happy every day. We're blessed every day to enjoy the next day. It's always a beautiful thing. Welcome aboard to the podcast.
J-E-T-S sucks, sucks, sucks.
Yes, bro. Yes. That was a lot of fun yesterday. It was nice to watch the Dolphins dominate the sorry Jets. It was nice to watch them lose. The thing that I'm so happy about, And those of you that follow the show, you know it. It's nothing new. I've been happy about this process from day one. From day one, when they tore it all down and people were all worried about it, I said, man, this is the best way to rebuild a football team. I'm glad that we've got a front office that actually gets it, that they know how to build a football team and how to reload and get picks and use them and find people in free agency and make good trades and, you know, and sign solid free agents overall. And if you start to look at all the decisions from Brian Flores to the front office to drafting Tua to not trading X-Men like some of you wanted in the offseason, all of these things. Ogba is a steal in free agency. That's the thing that I'm excited about. That's the part that's why all of this means something, right? Because when when Tony Sperano, rest in peace, and his team went 11-5, it meant nothing. When Adam Gase went 10-6 his first year, just like Sperano in his first year, it meant nothing. You weren't really building on anything. It was just a flukish year for a team that really didn't make enough changes, but they just tweaked enough in the roster because that's what everybody ever did. After Wonstead, because Wonstead picked up from Jimmy, but after Wonstead, all the other coaches, they never really tore it down. They just tweaked the roster. And they thought they could, you know, buy players and make up for their mistakes in free agency. I mean, in the draft and things like that. And that doesn't fly. And for the first time, we actually had somebody say, you know, we need to clean the slate. That way we can actually build the team the way we want without limitations. Because if you take over after somebody gives Ndamukong Suh all that money, then you've got to keep giving him that money. And it stops you from getting better in other areas, which it did. And it doesn't get you anywhere that way. And these guys said it. They looked at it and they said, well, we got a clean house. And now we're watching the last 2 weeks, injuries on the O-line, injuries on D, and they're overcoming all of that. The next guy steps up. The next guy plays well. That's the part that jacks me up about all of this. Is that it's being done the right way, that in your second year of a complete, true reset, rebuild, whatever you want, whatever adjective you want to use to describe it. So you're 3-3 in week six. When you were 0-6 last year, you were in last place. Now you're in second place. You're on the rise, not on the decline. You know, all of these things. And you have your future at quarterback, which, by the way, we've been searching for it since 13 walked out the door in Jacksonville, 62-7. I was at that game. That was the last game of Marino's career, and that was the last game we had a great quarterback. And everything is developing. O-line's developing. D-line's developing. The team is developing. The camaraderie is there. They believe in each other. They support each other. This is why the foundation works. I was talking about this because, in a way, I kind of compare, or I'm going to compare ourselves to what the Dolphins are doing, to what the Heat are doing. You know, the Heat is always on the same page. They go into the bubble. No players were complaining. No players were pointing fingers. They all were supportive of each other, and because of that, they end up in the finals. The Dolphins, there's nobody pointing fingers, man. There's nobody, you know, selfish in there, whatever. If there's a guy, maybe Jordan Howard or something, but outside of that, this is a team that's really supportive of each other. When Fitz is out there waving as Tua's coming out, I mean, you don't find that in a lot of places. The old man never wants to give the job up to the young buck. Never. They're always intimidated, usually. They never want to help. When the kid's turn is his turn, you'll have to earn it. You know, like, you don't see any of that here, man. And it's really cool to see that you can build a structure. You can build the relationships. You can have the camaraderie. You can be supportive of each other. And don't kid yourselves. That's how you survive 0-7 last year. When you're 0-7 last year and you've lost by a boatload of points, you haven't won a game, everybody thinks you're tanking, and then you go 5-4, that means you believed in each other, you stayed on it, and you believed in your coach. Look at Adam Gase. Look what's going on with the Jets right now. Nobody believes in Adam Gase on that team. They're giving up on that team. Did you see Frank Gore? Frank Gore after the game? We can't effing wait till the fourth quarter to start playing ball, man. That was his message. And he's right, I'm sure, but that's the team that he plays for. And so that's the polar opposite of that. That's why you had 24 on one side and zero on the other. That's why when Wilkins gets that fumble last week, he runs to Flores and hands it to him. You watching any kind of camaraderie between the players and Adam Gase? No. There's none, because he doesn't connect with people. If you're going to be a leader, if you're actually going to try to bring people together, you can't be divisive. You've got to find a way to bridge people together. You've got to find a way to communicate. That's what a good leader does. It's the easiest thing in the world is to bitch and complain. You ever notice that? It's the easiest thing. You get to the restaurant, hair in your soup, maitre d'. The steak's undercooked. Where's the chef? Now, you had a great steak. 99% of the time, you'll never grab the maitre d' and say, can you do me a favor? Can you go tell that cook, this is the best steak I've ever had. This is the best lobster I've ever had. This is the best whatever. We rarely do that. But boy, we'll be quick to complain.
And you're almost like talking about the offensive line. The only time you hear about them is when there's a penalty.
Like referees. And so it's easy. Complaining is the easiest thing in the world. Complimenting seems to be harder when it shouldn't be, because that's when you put people at ease. When you communicate with people, that's when you put them at ease. When you complain, when you bitch, when you point fingers, you get nowhere. You get fighting. You get people to not work with each other. You know, kind of like what's happening in our country right now in certain sections. We won't have to get into that, but you know what I'm saying? It's funny because when I constructed this station and what we're doing here that's different with our radio family that I've never done in 30 years, we have 6 consecutive radio shows. All 5 of them, all 6 connect on 5 crossovers. Every show crosses over to the other. Every host talks to the next host. Why? Because that's the way I want it. Because I want people to be engaged in each other's shows. I want hosts to be supportive of each other. All I've ever seen on radio is hosts fighting with each other. Then it forces the producers to fight with each other. And it's like you're competing against each other. And it's like, yo, don't we work on the same station? Aren't we like on the same team? Aren't we supposed to make the station better? Like you make 6 to 8 better and we'll make 1 to 3 better and you'll make 7 to 9 better. And, you know, that's kind of how we work, right? That's what it's supposed to be. But it's never like that. There's always this divisiveness that goes with it. And it's disgusting. You know, I told my producers, I said, you need to help each other. If he needs help in editing, help him. If this one needs help in booking a guest, help him. If they need some help writing a promo, help them. Why? Because you're going to make the station better. And that's what you got with the Jets right now. You don't have an understanding that everybody plays a role. And part of that role is being supportive. Part of that role is doing your job. You look at the Dolphins, and everybody is doing their job. Everybody is supportive. They don't get down on themselves when they lose. They don't get too high on themselves when they win. That goes all to Flores, man. That goes all to Greer, who hired Flores, who said, I need a leader for my football team. That's a leader. How many times did we say as Dolphin fans, that guy's not a leader? Come on, dude. Nobody's going to listen to Joe Philbin. Look at him. He looks like Uncle Fester. Nobody's going to take him serious. And sure enough, nobody ever took him serious. Cam Cameron was a joke. I was on the beat during that year of Cam Cameron, the 1-15 year. Players quit on that guy by before halfway of the season. They were already quitting on that guy. They like knew he had no shot at leading men. It's not an easy thing. you know, to lead and to bring people together. And that's the one thing that I'm so excited about with the Dolphins, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an organization for the first time that has no dysfunction. For the first time, they're actually doing things the right way. And for the first time, they're in a long time since the Shula days, they're truly headed in the right direction at the right pace. And let me tell you something. The pace is a little faster than what you think. Considering how much they tore it down, a bad coach gets a teardown like this and does nothing. A good coach like Brian Flores finds a way to have a winning record in his last 9 games and knocks a team out that desperately needed that playoff spot, because New England needed that bye week. And by losing to Miami in week 17, that was enormous. So if you're pumped about anything, be pumped that maybe the Dolphins are developing the culture that you see down in Biscayne Boulevard, down in downtown. You know, there's an arena there. It's called the American Airlines. Well, it used to be called the American Airlines Arena. It's waiting for a new name. But that arena there that houses the Heat, that's the only franchise in town that has reached that pinnacle, that they are exceptional in every way. Dolphins used to be like that. They're getting there. I know they've got to accomplish some things on the field to be compared to the Heat. And I'm not talking about what they accomplished 40 years ago. Okay. You know, I'm 54, man. I was 7, 8, and 9 when they did it. And I mean, come on, bro. You know, it's just, now we need something now. And I think they're headed in that direction. It's pretty awesome, man. It's pretty awesome stuff. Let me do a little roll call here on the YouTube channel. Matthew Walker is in. And Matthew, thank you for checking us out on Onside. Mickey Collazo, man of 1,005 holds. Antonio Gutierrez, Gus 1388, Gio Milian, Samuel Robaina, Mickey Collazo says, hell of a game. Love Fitzpatrick cheering on Tua. Yep, no doubt. I'm with you there. New York City Sports says, Big O, what's your take on Ryan Tannehill now? NFL folks are saying he's almost the MVP in conversations. Did you watch the game? Do you watch the games? He's about the luckiest cat that there is in the world. It's not anything special, my brother, but, you know, let him fall for the banana tailpipe, okay? It's all good. Derrick Henry runs for like 96 yards, outruns people to tie it, to put it into overtime. And then Tannehill throws like an 8-yard pass to Derrick Henry, who then runs it for 40 yards. And they're in position for the win. It just, I don't know, man. It's funny as hell. I mean, did you watch the part where then when they needed a drive, he threw an interception? And did you watch the other one when he got tackled and fumbled and they scored a touchdown on that? You know, it's all right. It's all good. Yeah, he's a world beater, bro. You know what? Let's do this. Here we go. All right. Are you ready, New York City Sports? Let's trade Tannehill for Tua right now. How about that, New York City Sports? Huh? What's the answer to that one? If I tell you, for all of you out there that may want to try to talk up Ryan Tannehill, go ahead. Let's go. Because I know we don't have the offensive line yet. We certainly don't have Derrick Henry. Wow, that guy's a freak. How he pulled away from people at that size, that's not normal. I think he's an alien. Him and LeBron came from another world. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm kind of convinced of that now. Because those guys aren't normal. They're not human. They're not even superhuman. They're way beyond those guys. Those are freakish athletes. I hope the Jets sign Gase to a fully guaranteed 7-year extension. Oh, man. I don't know if he'll be around for week 11. You know they've got the Bills and the Chiefs next. They're 0-8. Drew Boo is in. Flipside Fish in. It was good seeing Gase and the Jets. GM expressions during the game made me smile. I will say this. John is asking me where I'm at. John, I'm in my home away from home, the Inter Miami CF Stadium, my brother. Okay? Yeah, it says it right there, actually.
What's up, John?
Yes, Rouse is in the house. I got to tell you something. And I'm going to be a really cruel bastard here, okay? But I have to admit, I really enjoy watching Adam Gase suffer on the sidelines. I know that's wrong of me. I know I shouldn't enjoy anybody's, like, you know, terrible moments.
Makes you sadistic, bro.
Yeah, it does. But Adam Gase was such a piece of crap here, and he's just not a good person. And he threw so many people under the bus, and he'll throw anybody under the bus the second he can, that I just can't.
And he keeps being polarizing.
Right, right. You know, I just can't. I can't take it. I can't. I can't wish anything but bad things to, and not physically or health-wise. I just want him to, you know, get it thoroughly embarrassed. Like, you watch him, like, fold that play sheet over and he stretches that thing. That's that frustration building, bro. That's a Maalox moment for him.
So you think the fold might go into a rip and tear at some point?
I don't know, because that thing's laminated and all that. He may have trouble even tearing that.
He'll pull out a pair of scissors.
But it's just, every time there's like a bad play, it's hilarious. I got to say, it is freaking hilarious.
Got to give you some props, though.
Yes.
You called a lot of this a while back, bro.
Yes, with Greg Williams. And stuff. You got it there, the cut from June?
I got it waiting, man.
And you could tell that even in that cut in June, it's not really – I talked about this even months before that. But in June, I kind of talked about some of the stuff that's going on now with Gase.
The specific date that we're talking about, it's June 26, segment number 4.
Yep.
And literally, it is incredible from start to finish how, dude, everything you said is coming to fruition.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious. Go ahead. Fire off.
Big O, how much for an Adam Gase rant? he wants to send in a super chat for a super rant on Adam Gase. I ranted on him yesterday with was it yesterday with Jamal Adams or the day before? I forgot. I do so many. It's
he does get mentioned at some point because the asinineness of him. You know, you can't help but correlate it to some ridiculous, stupid nonsense. He's an easy target like that, you know, and he must like it, I guess.
Well, I'll give you something on this because there is a little bit of a development on the Adam Gase, Jamal Anderson thing. I don't know if you guys saw Greg Williams, but the defensive coordinator came out. And as you all know, Jamal Adams wants out. He wants a new contract. He's got 2 years left. They can also tag him after that. So he's got the fourth year left, the fifth year, that's because he's a first rounder, and then they can franchise him. So they've got him under control, right? So he's got no leverage right now, but he's pissed. He's sick and tired of Adam Gase. We all know Adam Gase is an asswipe. I mean, it is what it is. Adam Gase is a schmuck. Let's just call it like we see it, okay? There's a reason why people don't respect him. There's a reason why people don't connect with Adam Gase. But I told you this a while back, okay? I said whoever thought it was a good idea to hire Greg Williams and Adam Gase is nuts because those two guys do not mix, okay? First year, kind of under the radar. And you know that Adam brought one guy of his and Greg wanted to bring his son and all that stuff. And there was all kinds of issues with that. So there's been already some clash between these two. So now you've got Jamal Adams wanting out, pointing out about Adam Gase, Manish Mehta breaking the story that he's disrespected in the locker room. People don't like him. Obviously, Jamal Adams doesn't like him. No surprise, we saw what Adam Gase was here, okay? I mean, Adam Gase was built for COVID because when you watch him actually game planning on the sidelines, he's sitting all by himself. He's been social distancing for a while now. I mean, Adam Gase is the only guy on the planet that could get corona and will not pass it on to anybody because nobody gets close to that guy.
Okay? So now you got Greg Williams, and he goes, he has to handle his contract. He'll do all that kind of stuff. I'm hoping everything goes well. I love coaching him. I got his back. So there's a player that the defensive coordinator knows hates his head coach. And he's saying, I got his back. And he's also saying, I'm hoping it works out. Do you know why he's saying he's hoping it works out? Because maybe halfway through the season, when they're about 1-7, they're like, okay, we got to get rid of Adam Gase. And guess who becomes the head coach? Greg Williams. Guess who didn't become the head coach? Greg Williams in Cleveland. When they fired Hugh Jackson, and everybody thought it would be Greg Williams because he was the most experienced guy, but he's a psycho. He's a maniac. Everybody knows Greg Williams is a maniac. So now the maniac is backing up Jamal Adams publicly. So this is just another way of kind of a way to circumvent and a backhanded slap at Adam Gase in the process. So the soap opera is brewing with the New York Jets already as it is.
There you go.
I love that they were incredibly stupid to hire him.
Yes. Now, I don't know if they'll be dumb enough to keep him any longer, but time is running out. And that thing is only going to get nastier and nastier.
Those are the next two opponents.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, those are losses, man. I don't know. I mean, even the divisional game, but I don't know. The way the Jets are playing right now, wow, it just doesn't look – it looks like a terrible, terrible football team.
So I love that 0-for-8 on third down through the first half.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome. Troy says, oh, listen to you earlier on online radio. It's great you're going to continue on YouTube. Love interacting with you. Thank you, sir. Well, we built up this already, and I'm not giving it up that easily. So we'll get it done, but it'll be, different. The times, I haven't come up with a consistent time yet. Eventually, Bill and I will work on something consistent.
We've always said this is on the fly, whenever, blah, yeah. And literally it's forced to that.
Yes.
Because of everything you've got on your plate.
Yep.
But we're gonna be here for you guys.
Yeah, we'll get it done. Don't worry about it. I felt the earth shake when Tua came onto the field, right? It was fun. I'll get into that now. Pulled the trigger on Tua jersey. There you go, Revo. Nice job by you. Finn13 is in. James Roman says, afternoon, everybody. Great wins by Canes and Finns. Inter-Miami hard loss. Yeah, it was a tough one, man. Losing to Montreal 2-1. And they're like in a must-win situation now in the next four games. It's almost like, I think, Inter's going to have to win three of the next four games to like really position themselves in the playoffs. This won't be easy.
When you're fighting to get into the playoffs and the team you go head-to-head with them and you lose,
yep.
You just made your job that much tougher. It would have been great to get that win, man.
Big time. Drew Boo says, loving Alex Donald. He's such an excellent talent. Yes, he is. That's why we brought him on board, baby. I'm a big fan of Donald, a friend of his, but also I respect his work ethic. He's a great human being. He's a team player. All these elements that we need here in order to succeed. So, yes. Drew Boo says, we missed you, Bill. I guess when you were sick, they were missing you. Eric EJD says,
thank
new
you.
Studios.
Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, Eric, you should know. You built them here. You helped build the studios here. EJD Construction helped build the studios here.
Oh, he's the one that did all this nice
craftsmanship? No, not. Well, he did the ones in our studio. This is all stadium work.
Right.
This is the big press.
We're
in the press box right now. We're in the normal press box where Michelle Kaufman and Kobe Price and Franco Panizo and company watch the games. This is where they're at. And it's nice and long and wide so they can actually social distance.
You're talking about the James Bond studio at Inter Miami.
Yes.
That Eric did.
Yes. Eric kicked ass with that studio. You got to call EJD Construction, man, if you need it. Really excited you're still continuing with YouTube as well. Thank you. Thank you all out there. Ohio John says a Dolphin victory Monday. Isn't it sweet? Huh? Dennis Aker says, hell yeah, brother. Go Fins. Super stoked to see you guys. Love the show. Thank you. According to some Dolphins, Greer can't find talent. Well, brother, I mean, at this point, if anybody is questioning Greer and Flores, I can't help you anymore. I really can't because I'm like tired of putting up every great example that's going on.
You know what was one yesterday, O? You saw how our linebacking core dropping like flies.
Right.
The kid Jones that we drafted as a safety goes down, and we want those interchangeable parts and is playing linebacker. Look how many plays he made at linebacker, bro.
Right. Right.
That is a perfect example of what we're looking for from our guys to do.
Yep.
Plug in and play another position and excelled at it, bro.
Pipe Man Slim says, Big O, you have an echo. Well, you're the only one saying it, my man. I don't know if it's true or not, but Michael Mata says, let's go Dodgers. Gus says, sounds and looks great to me. Let's see. Drubu says, it's always like that. You'll get used to it. The Jets are rebuilding, just traded their nose tackle. Yeah, they traded a couple of key players for them, actually. Christian Wilkins always runs from sidelines to celebrate with his teammates after TDs. He's a good dude, bro. Christian Wilkins, you could tell he's just wired the right way. Dirty Mike Dominguez says, love seeing how humble Tua was after the game yesterday. It's going to be hard not to like him regardless of how he performs. Oh, well, you know what, Dirty Mike? It's impossible not. Well, Ryan Tannehill. How can you not like Ryan Tannehill? I may never want him as my franchise quarterback, but Ryan Tannehill can marry my daughter. I'm good with that. He's a good dude, bro. Great guy. Yeah, I'm with you. It's impossible not to like Tua. If Russell Wilson sucked, how do you dislike Russell Wilson? Hey, Tim Tebow sucked at this level. How do you dislike Tim Tebow? Outside of being a Canes fan and it's a Gator thing or what, you know, any of that silly fan crap. But really, Tim Tebow is like the perfect human being. Like, on my best day, I'll never be close to what Tim Tebow is as a human being. The guy's phenomenal. So, yeah, there's no doubt. But guess what? Tua will be able to play, and he'll be a good person, and you'll root for him and all that. It's all going to work out, man.
Was that not a killer shot at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Him sitting down, man, taking it all in.
Talking to
himself.
He was talking to his parents.
Well,
you know
that's
that, right?
Yeah, right.
He was FaceTiming with his parents because he went right to the spot where the drive ended. And so he wanted to FaceTime with his parents and because they normally are at games,
yeah,
but they never miss any of his games. So it was a really cool moment for him, no doubt.
He's so grounded, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Raging Dolphin Maniac, it's easy to bitch at people, but the better you treat people, the more they want to take care of you. Amen? Amen? Amen, right? You get more with honey than with lemon, right? Or something like that. I forgot how that whole saying is. Tommy in Hialeah says, best handoff I ever saw. let's see. After the game, Tua went back on the field. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Face cam. We talked about that.
You know what I wanted to ask you about? Because, like, look, there was the possibility in the way they were acting, Fitz and him, that he was going to come in the game. Dude, because of the fact of the ring and the cheap shots that the Jets took on a couple of our players,
yeah,
the headhunting, the slide by Fitz, those three guys, man.
Yeah.
One comes with the clothesline.
And
the
that's
other one
the
has,
dangerous part about bringing Tua late.
Look, and
some guy's trying to make his name, and he's all coming off the bench. He didn't play much.
And then you couple that with the wet field.
Yeah.
Man, I was a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah, but what I loved was he got pressure on that first pass, had to roll to the left, and he threw a dart.
Right on the money, bro.
Okay. And then the other one, between two defenders.
Two guys on the first down.
And and by the way, the only first down they got. That was the only conversion on third down.
A third down, yeah.
It was his. So that's pretty cool. But again, they were two darts.
And you saw exactly what you've talked about that makes him the accuracy.
You can't teach accuracy in ball placement. You can't. You either have it or you don't. Lamar Jackson can practice it all he wants. He'll never be a great passer. It'll never happen for him. It's just not what he is. You know what I mean? This kid, automatic, man. Automatic. Pipe Man says, feed the beast Gaskins. Or Gaskin, no S. And you are right. Kids played well.
What about Ogba, bro?
Yeah, he's the steal in free agency. Steve M. chiming in with a little love on the Super Chat. Man, Matthew says, Brian Flores has 3 wins of 10 or more points over the last 4 weeks. Gase has the same number over 3 years. Rosario says, love your show. Thank you. We love you for loving us and supporting us and watching and downloading and chatting, super chatting, texting, retweeting, sharing the links. However it is you support us, we absolutely adore you for that. Ray says, howdy, Big O. Digging onside, a breath of fresh air on local radio. Thank you, Ray. It'll be the best sports talk station in town by miles. I promise you that. And we're only getting started. I mean, we're not even starting yet. Okay, this is just day one, and we're not even completely off the ground yet. We're waiting on finishing a couple touches on the website. And for those of you that are trying to follow us on Twitter, and it says suspended, just to give you the story at Onside Radio, we opened the YouTube account, the what's it called, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Reddit, the Twitter accounts for Onside. And then we left them like that for a couple months. And I told my guys that we're already in the mix. I said, hey, don't follow it. Don't bring it any attention. I didn't follow it. Nothing. And so apparently since we were, you know, neutral and we didn't do anything with it, the other ones didn't do anything. But Twitter thought we were a bot. So they suspended us. So last week when I was ready to like dress up all the social media pages and we go to Twitter, they're like, hey, wait a minute. What happened to it? It's gone. They're suspending us. And like, why are we suspended? We have done nothing. And well, that's it, man. That's it.
So kind of like your credit, inactivity causes a problem?
Yeah. Oh, look out. Onside Radio is on the air. The website is on. I love it. I love it. All right. There we go. There's a little Onside on the air now, and the website is out. The live stream and everything. I love it. There we go.
It's alive and taking flight.
Yes, it's starting, man. It's starting. It's starting. Oh, that is great.
I've heard about you guys talk about the ambiance of the visual you have out the window.
Yes.
This is awesome, bro. Oh,
I got to tell you, I've worked in radio. I've worked 30 years in radio stations.
Like being in a closet?
I've worked in several radio stations. I've never had this kind of view. I will say that it is a beautiful view to have every single day to look out. And then, let me tell you, when the sun is out and then the sun is either setting or you know, and it comes out on the skyline and stuff, it is a really cool thing when you're able to do that, man.
Well, look, it's overcast, gray skies, no pockets of blue or nothing, and it still looks cool, okay?
Yeah. 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 No, you're right. Telling the gang that the website is up. You can go to the website now at onsideradio.com. You could go to the menu and you could get the live link and all that stuff. So there you go. Now I've got that. Let me tell you, the one thing, I got to tell you that it's fun to put this all together and work with people. And obviously I'm working like an animal, but the one thing is when there's a negative, right? I got bombarded from everywhere. Where's the site? Where's the site? Where's the site? Where's the site? And it's like, okay, relax. We're working on it, bro. It's, you know, we got to tweak a couple things here, you know, and there's still a lot of tweaking to do with the site, but it's,
I was almost going to be that guy on the way up. I'm trying to get on the website and hit the live button so I can listen to it live on the way up. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be one of, you know, whatever. I'll just see you when I get there.
And by the way, our text number, which is also not this one for our podcast, I'm talking about for Onside. Our text number is really hard to remember. Okay. Michael Irvin, Michael Irvin, Michael Irvin. Can you say it?
So are you using 47s or 88s?
No. We're not cowboy land, bro. I wouldn't
Excellent.
Mention
Thank
I wouldn't
you.
Be mentioning something cowboy.
It's
a hometown station.
Excellent.
So we are 47, 47, 47. You think that's going to be hard to forget? I got to give my people some credit because I had no power there and all of that. I just, hey, we need a text line. We got to get one. Let's get one. And when they went and they came back to me, hey, we got a number, 47, 47, 47. I go, wow, I love you.
That's 47 like, to the third power. I mean, like that.
That is, you know, three Michael Irvins. Are you effing kidding me, man? Come on. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you all out there for supporting OnsideRadio.com. Let's see, what else do we have here on the GP Trap says, Big O, I seriously don't understand why Gase wasn't fired this morning. This morning? Why wasn't he fired a couple weeks ago? Think about it. I mean, Gase deserves to be fired in a big-time way. I'm with you, man. But, hey, listen, GP, if they want to keep him there so we could keep kicking, I hope they have him there until week 11. At least, I know he's not going to survive into next season. We all know that. Now, GP, could there be a, can I go with my Oliver Stone theory now? At this point, okay, the owners and the executives of the Jets are sitting up above, and it's like a moment from Mad Men, if you ever watched that show, and they're in a room with cigars, and it's just full of smoke, and there's drinks going, and they're talking. They're going, well, there's a pandemic. We can't bring people to the stadium anyway. It's not a big deal. It's not like everybody's out there watching him fail. They're just watching him on TV. If we leave him there, he secures Trevor Lawrence for us. So he secures Trevor Lawrence. We fire him, and we get our new coach, and we have our quarterback of the future. That's it. So there could be a little evil, you know, a Dr. Evil going on, right? And saying, we will go about it this way. And that way, you know.
So even with the madness, there is a thought process of.
There's, yeah.
Well, the Giants cooperated. They beat Washington, right? And the Jets, if I'm not mistaken, are the only winless team in all of the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you know what's another thing to think about, O?
Yes.
Like you pointed out, the fact that Williams is such a hothead. You know what I mean? That if who would you put in play and like put him in place and kind of even push even more of the players that would even think about staying further out the door? You kind of like he's the lesser of two evils, so just keep Gase where he's at.
Right. Exactly. Phillip says, oh, we're talking about the Jets. Why are we? Dolphins inviting them to fire Gase. How do we hear online? Oh, something new. Like I said, OnsideRadio.com. Go to the website already. It's there now. You got it now. Dwayne, the dynasty begins now. Who has been more impactful for the Finns defense, Van Ginkel or Ogba? No, Ogba, man. No, Ogba. Ogba's been a bit. He's five sacks. He's on pace for 13. Van Ginkel got injured yesterday. New York Sports says, Big O, I know you got a lot going on, but I miss you on Mad Dog talking national sports. Well, listen, my man, you can now tune in on OnsideRadio.com every single day, and you can listen to me there. Yeah, we'll talk local, but we'll talk about some of the major stories going around in the world of sports. How long have I gone here in this first segment, my brother?
You're only 43 minutes in, bro.
43 minutes of straight talk.
You're slipping, brother.
Yeah, but the voice is a little better than it was on
You know what? I am in shock how well your voice is holding up today.
Yeah. Well, and I already did 2 hours.
That's exactly what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's hanging in there. Let me drink a little water. Let me take a quick break. Give me 2 minutes. We're back with more right here on the Big O Show live from Inter-Miami CF Stadium.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you, 305-821-0231, or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.